In the effort of transparency and fairness, some of our group members who may or may not be participating in this episode work for Tapas and Funimation. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are their own and do not represent the views and opinions of their employers. Additionally, any sponsorship BL Garden or Fujocon receives from either organization was handled by our PR rep, and our members with industry ties had no role in soliciting or obtaining that sponsorship. Now on to the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 801 Reviewed. I'm your host, Izora, and today we'll be discussing Vacant Body by T. Zusk. This Vacant Body is by T. Zusk, also known as Reaper Sun, and that last name, Zusk, is Z-Y-S-K. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. That's the German pronunciation. I have actually known about Reaper Sun for quite a while, but this is the first time I've come across their artwork since the John Locke phase. Red Pants Monday, anybody? Anyone? Anybody else miss them? Because I kind of do. But I only knew the artist by the name Reaper Sun, so with this title in particular, I was so pleasantly surprised when Yaoi Crate for March had this Vacant Body in it, and it took me back to a simpler time when I was like, I know your face, to be all Theoden moment here. I looked up and I found the artist and I was like, oh, this is the same artist. So anyone else get the Yaoi Crate? Recognize the art? That's why. This is a Western comic. It is available through Yaoi Revolution. And let me just talk a moment about Yaoi Revolution. Because they are doing beautiful things, and thanks to Yaoi Crate, they are now on my radar. First off, the print is high quality. The paper is not like manga pages, which yellows over time. It's so annoying. You have to make sure your manga isn't facing a window, otherwise it's completely yellowed. The ink is glossy and it's never blurred. I know sometimes when I buy manga, right in the crack or right on the edge, sometimes the print is a little blurred. This one, no way. The comic is also only, and I really stress this, it's only as censored as the artist intended. I love that. And like we say, dicks get dollars. And I throw dollars at these guys. But I have to say my absolute best part from buying from Yaoi Revolution is the size. This ain't no fun size. This is treat yourself size. This is dicks on the page are bigger than my thumb size. To put it in perspective, the typical manga is about 5 to 7 inches. And the comic by Yaoi Revolution are 8 by 5 and 11. That's a blank printer page. That's huge. It's like spending your entire life watching on a 30-inch television, then upgrading to a 70 and being like, how was I without this my entire life? Where were you? Who is she? I vote that we move all BL to 8.5 by 11 because we are worth it. But damn, it is glorious. It is so good. The only critique I actually have of Yaoi Revolution, and this is nitpicky, and this is a personal thing, is that the return address on the mailer says Yaoi Revolution, and I kind of didn't want my postman knowing I'm that kind of person, but it's too late now. So if you're trying to keep your stuff on the DL, it's best to know that, but I will say that the transaction on your card doesn't say Yaoi on it, so you share a card with someone, they ain't gonna know, but if they pick up your mail, So let's actually talk about the Vacant Body, because I kinda had to tell you a lot about Yaoi Revolution, because beautiful things, like I said. This Vacant Body is a comic, it's a Western comic about Detective Voss, who's working a murder investigation of a teenaged female recently found. Of course, like all murder cases, one of the first suspects is the person who found the body. Duh. And this guy, i.e. Jonah Leaf, is sus. Jonah is an intuitive counselor, which is just a fancy way of saying psychic. And Voss also knows there's no way he could have seen the body from the road. After reading Leaf's file, he finds that this isn't the first body he's just happened to come across. But despite being a suspect and despite all the protocols that I'm sure are against it, Voss is attracted to Jonah, and it seems like Jonah's attracted too. That's generally what the first part of the story is going to give you. I'm not going to get into any more details because I want you to go read it. Some of the themes and tropes, of course, murder. Murder most foul. But there is some gore, there's tragic backstory, and baggage. Oh my gosh, baggage. Psychic, ghost, procedural. It deals a little in mental health, and there is a suicide at one point. But one thing I do want to point out is if this is a problem for you, which maybe it is, maybe it isn't, this is uncensored. This is only as censored as the author intends, and this author didn't want to censor anything, and it is glorious. But one thing I want to be clear is this is not a killing stalking title. This is more of a psychop ghost whisperer situation. This is not a title. This is not Arrow Guro. There has not been any gratuitous gore, nor has the gore been depicted in a sexual manner. While there may at some point be a sexually deviant crime or death, it's not going to be the same as something as, say, Mad K, or for those who back in the day remember the infamous doujinshi, Kanpai Unapai, which I'm still trying to bleach from my brain from this day. Biggest regrets. So if you're like me and Uroguro is not your thing and it kind of gives you the squicks, this is not that kind of title. What I really liked about this title, well, as many of you returning listeners know, I am a big person for fantasy. I have said it many, 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 many times, but my other weakness is true crime. And I mean, I've listened to every podcast. Serial Killers, Gen Y, True Crime Garage, Case File. I've watched the ID Channel series, almost all of them. Evil Lives Here, Homicide Hunter, Lieutenant Joe Kinda, See No Evil, Fear Thy Neighbor, all of them. And I probably know more about serial killers than anyone listening. But I've got to say that it's a theme I almost never see in BL. The only titles that get to feed my true crime nature are usually MM romance novels. So to have a comic that's everything I could ask for true crime plus supernatural forces and, oh yeah, make it gay, it's perfection. Not taking into account the art either. This title has men. Pubic hair, thick thighs, chin stubble, men. And it's not totally on the Bara side either. While you could apply the word daddy to Voss, I think Jonah is definitely not. While he's not bishy or feminine, I wouldn't say it's far off to call him twink. But the sex is also, it's uncensored. The dicks are close up and they feel even more close up because of the just the pure size of the print. It is everything right there on display on the page. And you typically don't see certain things like this title presents different sex positions than your average BL. It shows things like tying off the condom and then talking in bed. And it's so many things to love this comic. It's hard not to go on and on about all of the things that it's done right. In the interest of fairness, I usually for these minisodes, I try and ask what would have made it even better. But honestly, I have a very hard time coming up with something. for this one, the physical print to the art to the story, it's literally everything I could have ever asked for. So for the first time, I don't really have anything to say. But if you're wondering if you would like Vacant Body, or if you actually have read Vacant Body and would like to know some other titles, some comparable titles I have for you in the world of BL manga, I would say, in these words, it's a detective crime story. They're going after a killer. And it's, of course, gay, so you would like that. It is out of print, but you can still find it on eBay and stuff like that. If you are looking for a webcomic, I would say Electric Body on Tapas is another good cops, murderer, and supernatural powers title. For MM romance novels, I would say the Psycop series. It's a good book series, and if you like it, you will like this. That's all I have for this mini-sode, so go check out our friends at Yaoi Revolution and buy all four volumes that are out for this Vacant Body. You deserve it. It is good. You will not regret it. And for that, I would like to tell you, you know, check out our Twitter, check out our Instagram, come talk to us, tell us how you like this. Try and beat me in serial killer trivia, maybe. I don't know. Say, hey, Izora, do you know about this killer? And we'll talk. It'll be great. As for that, thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to learn more about us, check us out on our website or check us out on our Twitter. We're BL Garden DFW. If you love this podcast, consider supporting us on Patreon. And you can be like these awesome people. Imbo Snyder, Crystal Marie, Carlise Williams, CJ, Joe Kiss, Christina Coleman, and Barb Cult. And in addition, please, please, please rate our podcast. Leave us a review. It really helps us. And we really appreciate everything you do. If you're a first-time listener or been here since the beginning, we love you. And this is your host, Izora, signing out. But.